Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University, and we are conducting a survey on resident perception for hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your home a single-family home, town home, apartment, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
No. I own it.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me in what year was your home built, or you don't remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20.
20 years. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, 3, 4, or 5, or none of the above?
Well, in the past, yes. I've had probably 2 times hurricanes when they were here, and I don't know maybe level 3 or 4 something. I don't know exactly.
3 or 4. Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And can you tell me, or can you remember the name or the year of that hurricane?
No. not anymore.
Okay, don't worry. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No. Thank goodness.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or a flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not so much.
Somewhat, we can say. Okay.
Okay, somewhat.
If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? Buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, put up hurricane shutters, call the insurance company, drive to home of a friend in your area, or will you not make any preparations at all?
Oh, no. I have always had hurricane shutters. I keep them all the I would always have those. I have
okay.
those every year.
Okay, thank you.
Shutters.
Then when will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I'd be doing it right away.
Right away when...
I don't understand the question.
Oh, let me repeat it. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane?
Well, when we understand that there's one coming, when it sounds like we're going to have one come.
We can say when a hurricane watch is issued or when a hurricane warning is issued.
I guess when it's hurricane watch.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from your hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Fairly certain.
Thank you.
Fairly certain, yes.
Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Newspaper and radio.
Radio. One more. We can say TV, internet, friends and family,
yes.
WhatsApp.
Internet.
Internet. Okay.
I have internet.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, or none of the above has affected?
I really don't know. That was way too many.
I can go over them again if you want. Cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, transportation
other
costs.
Essentials, maybe. It's just,
other essentials,
no.
Okay.
No.
Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. Now, when will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your zone within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I would, yes, evacuate.
When the hurricane watch is issued, or if the emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never? Thank you. Now, if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family, another location within the estate, as far as possible?
No, I'd stay in my own home. I'd stay in my own home.
You will not leave under any circumstances your home?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I can leave it.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, or do you
don't
know?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
No.
Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you could come up with $1,000? Probably,
yes.
Come up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Increased significantly? Increased somewhat? Decreased somewhat?
Somewhat. Yes.
Increased somewhat. And how has your home insurance changed within 1 to 3 years? Increased significantly, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Oh, it's okay. Now, as a result of the increase, what action did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. That's fine.
I don't know.
Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%?
I'm going to stop now because I really don't know some of the answers to this. So thank you very much. I'm sorry. Bye.
It's okay. Goodbye.